Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. This is the moment. Not a transit to prepare for. Not a degree to watch approaching. Today, Venus stands at 29 degrees Taurus, conjunct Uranus. And together, they're at the threshold. The last degree of Taurus, the analytic degree. The degree that holds everything that the sign has learned and everything it's about to release. Tomorrow, Venus crosses into Gemini, but today they stand at the door together. And what is happening in this moment is worth understanding fully before it passes. Uranus entered Taurus in 2018. 7 years of revolution in the material world, dismantling what was built on false foundations, restructuring the relationship between humanity and money, value, the body, the earth, the things we thought were permanent. Uranus does not renovate gently. It breaks what cannot adapt and rebuilds what is willing to change. 7 years of that energy concentrated in the sign of fixed earth. 29 Taurus is where the revolution completes. Everything Uranus came to dismantle in Taurus has been addressed. Everything it came to liberate has been freed, or has had every opportunity to be. The analytic degree is not a comfortable place. It carries urgency, the pressure of a cycle that knows it's ending and wants to make sure nothing essential has been left undone. If something in your material life, your relationship to money, your body, your values, your sense of what is truly yours, if something has been resetting the Uranian renovation for 7 years and hasn't moved yet, the analytic degree is the final notice. But Uranus is not crossing this threshold alone. Venus is the ruler of Taurus. She holds the keys to the kingdom Uranus has been renovating for 7 years. It's not symbolic that she is here at the exact moment. It is astrologically precise. The planet who owns the sign is the one who walks the revolutionary out of it. Venus is the escort because no one else has the authority to close this chapter. This is her house, her domain. She is the one who turns off the lights and locks the door. But there is more to it than rulership. Venus did not arrive at this conjunction unprepared. She has been on a journey since 2025 that forged her into exactly the version of herself capable of escorting a 7-year revolution into a new era. The exaltation in Pisces, where the dream activated. The vow with Saturn and the North Node at 26 degrees. The sacred yes made in the waters of faith. The retrograde descent, where every value was questioned, every attachment examined. The fall in Virgo, where the fantasy was released at the South Node. The Chiron conjunction, where the heart opened again without armor. The Saturn green light in Aries. The Libra full moon harvest, where the scales weighed what was real. The Pluto pressure test over Easter weekend, where the last hollow things were stripped away. The Jupiter sextile at 16 degrees 10 days ago, where the most generous planet in the sky nodded and said, "You're ready." All of that was preparation for this conjunction. Venus did not stumble into 29 degrees Taurus. She arrived. The final degree of any sign carries the concentrated wisdom and the unresolved tension of everything that sign has been working through. In Taurus, that is, what do you truly value? What is yours to keep and what is yours to release? What relationship to the material world, the body, pleasure, security, what version of that is real and durable? And what was you holding on to out of fear rather than genuine worth? Venus at 29 Taurus is not asking these questions for the first time. She has been answering them over a year. The purification arc was precisely about burning off every false answer so that what remains at this degree is only what is true. the self-worth that is not conditional, the love that does not require self-abandonment, the values that survive the fall and the retrograde and the south node release and the Pluto pressure test. That is what Venus is carrying into Gemini. Not old Taurus energy. The refined, proven, earned version of it. When Venus and Uranus move into Gemini together, they're not starting over. They're carrying the completion of a 7-year Taurian revolution into a new environment. Gemini is Mercury's domain. Communication, ideas, information, exchange, the mind that moves quickly and makes connections. What Uranus brings into Gemini is the liberated material intelligence over 7 years of Taurus work. What Venus brings is the grounded, embodied, earned wisdom of the purification art. The revolution does not end when it crosses the threshold. It evolves. In Taurus, it was about breaking down what was false in the material world. In Gemini, it will be about communicating what was discovered, the new ideas about value, the new language for what we own and what owns us, the revolutionary way of thinking about money and worth and the body that Uranus spent 7 years building the foundation for. Venus escorting Uranus into Gemini means the transition happens with grace and intention rather than rupture. The ruler of the old sign, walking the revolutionary into the new one, is the sky's way of saying, this is not a violent departure. This is a completed chapter being closed properly by the one who has the authority to close it. Wherever Taurus sits in your chart, that is where 7 years of revolution is completing today. Whatever house holds Taurus is the area of your life where Uranus has been doing the work. The breakthroughs, the disruptions, the sudden changes, the things that collapse so something truer could be built. All of it concentrated in that house for 7 years. Today, it completes. And wherever the Venus arc has been playing out in your chart, wherever Pisces held the vow, wherever Virgo held the soft node release, wherever Libra held the full moon harvest, that thread and the Uranus thread are converging at this conjunction. The purification and the revolution are closing at the same point, at the same degree, on the same day. What you have been releasing, rebuilding, and embodying since early 2025 is exactly what was needed to meet this moment. 29 degrees Taurus, the last degree, the threshold. Venus is holding the door open, Uranus walking through it. And what steps into Gemini on the other side is not the same thing that entered Taurus 7 years ago. It is what survived the renovation. What proved itself real? What was always worth keeping? You went through the purification so you could stand at this door without flinching. So you could cross into what is next, carrying only what is true. This is the crossing. Walk through it. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com. Hit contact. Leave me a message there. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to have a private conversation with me, I would like to have that private conversation with you. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com. Hit booking. The conversation is free. The time isn't. See you there. If you want to show your appreciation for these daily offerings, I Am Astrology Readings, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. There's even a link below. Thanks in advance. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, Same style, 3 minutes, about your chart. You can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.